Uno lo hice en Cuba, yo lo hice diferente. Es que le doble y nunca le pusiste en mi tente. Que estoy duro por si no lo sabía. Y hasta tu mami quiere ser madre mía.
The first full week of Rawhide Baseball at Valley Strong Stadium is upon us. The Visalia Rawhide return home to face the Stockton Ports. Good evening, everyone. Griffin Epstein chatting with you from the Learn for Life press box atop Valley Strong Ballpark. Good to be with you on a pleasant Tuesday evening. As the Rawhide open up a six-game set with the Stockton Ports trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Stockton coming off a series win against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, sitting 5-4 on the season. We'll take a look at the Stockton lineup. Ali Camarillo will lead things off for Stockton, batting first. C.J. Patero bats second. Jared Spraglot bats third. Cameron Leary is off to a great start to his season. He's in the cleanup spot. Davis Diaz bats fifth. Miles Naylor batting sixth. Bottom three in the Stockton lineup: Pedro Pineda, Cesar Franco, and Gunnar Gouldsmith, the third baseman. Donnie Chaconis on the bump for Stockton in the bottom of the first. Denny Lorando will make his second start of the season for the Rawhide. He suffered the loss last Tuesday in his first start of the season against the San Jose Giants. Didn't have his best stuff, but he was the Rawhide's best starting pitcher last season with a 3.56 ERA, but allowed three hits, seven runs, and three innings pitched. Also had two walks against San Jose last Tuesday. Hopes to turn things around and get off to a good start in his home debut. Big Reddy's on the bump. He's almost ready to go. And the Stockton on-deck hitter, C.J. Patero, just getting over to the on-deck circle. Ali Camarillo, Big Reddy stands in. Lorando's ready. First pitch home is hit hard and high into right. Back is Alpuria at the track. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out, and we're underway. April 15th marks the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's historic and game-changing MLB debut. So please join the Rawhide, Minor League Baseball, Major League Baseball, and the entire baseball family in celebrating Jackie Robinson Day today. C.J. Patero, lefty batter, takes the first pitch strike. On April 15, 1947, Jackie Robinson broke for necessary changes in our sport and our nation. Today and every day, baseball demonstrates a powerful, united tribute to Jackie's legacy on and off the field. Visit JackieRobinson.org or MLBTogether.com/42 to learn more. Patero takes high and wide. One ball, one strike, one out, bases empty. Just underway in the top of the first. Lorando kicks and deals. Skips back to the backstop all the way past Patero, squirting around his feet. Two balls and one strike.
You can sit here or you can sit in the box. Want to sit here?
Good evening for baseball and a good crowd on hand in the first Tuesday game of the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Lorando home inside. Three balls and one strike to the lefty Patero. And the 3-1 home. Hit left side, grounded to Ruben Santana. He fields, throws to first in time, two away. That was actually Soler, the shortstop, shifted over to make the play. Around the diamond for the Rawhide, Soler at third, Juan Corniel at short, Yoel Nin at second, and Ruben Santana at first. Alberto Borrega behind the plate. In the outfield, Abdias de la Cruz in left, Slade Caldwell in center, and Jose Alpuria in right. Jared Spraglot, second baseman, steps in, right-handed batter. Two outs and the base is empty. Lorando home, a fastball right down the middle for a strike at 92 miles an hour. Exact same fielding as the Rawhide had for their first two games of opening weekend, both wins against Inland Empire. 0-1, a looping changeup, misses outside. One ball, one strike. Cloudy skies, no sun at the moment, but very pleasant conditions at 77 degrees. Not much wind. 1-1. Popped up high in the sky. Left side over Santana, just in foul territory. Takes a few steps back into fair territory and makes the catch a few steps behind the first base bag. 1-2-3 first for Denny Lorando. Rawhide to bat on the other side on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Back in Visalia for the bottom of the first frame. Take a look at the Rawhide starting lineup. Jose Alperia will lead things off. Slade Caldwell bats second. Yacel Soler batting third. Ruben Santana in the cleanup spot. Alberto Borrega bats fifth. And Abdias De La Cruz batting sixth. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup. Adrian De Leon, Juan Corniel, and Yerold Nin. Stockton will send Donnie Traconis on the bump. On this Tuesday afternoon, first start of the season for Traconis and his second appearance for the just 19-year-old from Venezuela. Ready fires home, a first pitch, fastball inside. Traconis tossed three innings, allowed one hit, no runs, three strikeouts, 40 pitches in a relief appearance last week. Fires home and a wave and a miss on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike to the leadoff batter for the Rawhide, Jose Alperia. Traconis steals, and it's fouled off the top of the foot of Alperia, left side. One ball, two strikes. No score, bottom of the first, just underway. Denny Lorando worked a 1-2-3 frame in the top half of the first. Good crowd on hand. Overcast skies, upper 70s, no wind. And the lights just starting to get turned on, but still about another hour of daylight left as Alperia waves and misses, and there's one away. Around the diamond for Stockton, Davis Diaz behind the plate, C.J. Patero at first, Jared Spreglot at second, Ali Camarillo at short, and Gunnar Gouldsmith at third base. In the outfield, Cameron Leary in left, Pedro Pineda in center, Cesar Franco in right. Lefty batting Slade Caldwell takes first pitch, breaking ball outside. Kick and a throw. Caldwell flies left side, hooking well foul and out of play. It's been a season of streaks so far for Visalia. The Rawhide winning all three games at home to start the season. The pitch home is fouled left side by Caldwell. Then going to San Jose and having, well, bad of a week as he can have in baseball, getting swept. First time the Rawhide had been swept in any series in nearly 2 years. 1-2. Foul tipped off the end of the bat back to the screen. Didn't mean that the Rawhide didn't play well at times. They had their chances, lost three games by a combined four runs, including 2 1-run losses. Had some leads, including on Sunday. 3-2 loss that secured the sweep for the Giants. 1-2. Low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitching, though, was up and down for the Rawhide. The three games that were not close, Rawhide gave up exactly 11 runs. Funny how baseball works like that sometimes. So looking for a more consistent offensive approach back here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 2-2 is, again, fouled back by Caldwell. And no surprise to start the week, a good at-bat being put together by the D-backs 2024 first-round pick. Pitching, looking for some more stability as well. Here's the 2-2. Popped up, left side, drifting over is Cameron Leary. A few steps from the warning track, makes the catch. Near the line, two away. Marcel Soler steps in with two outs and the base is empty. Right-handed batter to face Draconis. First pitch home, popped up, right side. This is a tough play. Racing back, Patero, the first baseman, called off by the second baseman, Spreglot, to make the catch. Both teams go down in order in the first. On to the second, no score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Part of the order, leading things off for Stockton in the top of the second. Cameron Leary, the lefty batting left fielder, stands to the plate. Denny LaRondo coming off a 1-2-3 first frame. Big righty from Cuba out to work. First pitch swinging, grounded right side. Second baseman, you're all in there. Tosses to first. One out. When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. When the Visalia visit the Visalia Rawhides website for a discount for your next stay in the valley. That's all worth it for a chance to visit the beautiful city of Tulare. If you're coming to visit Tulare County, it's not just Visalia, but so many great little towns across this county in Central California. First pitch home to Davis Diaz is a fastball sailing high. One ball, no strikes to the big righty batting Diaz. No score in the top of the second. LaRondo deals. Foul tipped, a wave into the glove of Borrega. Quickly, 0-2 to Diaz. LaRondo kicks and delivers. Fouled right side and up over the bleachers and out of play, up over the seats. There's no bleachers here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's free to be me night here at Valley Strong Ballpark with Able Industries. Such a great annual event put on every year here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Free tickets provided for children and their families with developmental disabilities. A lot of resources and tables down the right field line for different organizations in the area that can support those families. 1-2 is a slider into the right-handed batter's box. And the count even at two apiece. Rondo nods, kicks, and throws. Inside, a fastball at 92. Diaz backing out of the way, and the count's been worked full. And here's the payoff. Flied right side and foul. It's nothing quite like the comfort of home, and The Ride struggling on the road, but had such a great opening weekend here against Inland Empire. Offense was terrific. Pitchers looked comfortable. Hoping to get back to those good vibes. Here's the payoff. Flared off the end of the bat. Lorando will call off everyone right side. Makes the catch. Few steps from the first baseline. And there's two away. Five up, five down to start the day for Denny Lorando. This has certainly been more like it from Lorando after a shaky season debut against the Giants last Tuesday. That's a fastball in on the hands of Diaz that really jammed up. Miles Naylor, right-handed designated hitter, stands to the plate. Another ready-on-ready matchup. Lorando kicks and throws. Change up, flutters into the zone for a strike. Pretty pitch from Lorando. Second-year Rawhide pitcher stands 6'2", 180 on the bump. Turns, kicks, and delivers. Fastball inside. One ball and one strike. So Lorando faced Stockton last year. He's seen a couple of these hitters, including Miles Naylor, young, talented prospect in the athletics organization. 1-1. Waved and missed by Naylor. He took a hefty hack at a fastball he couldn't catch up to. 2.84 ERA for Lorando last season against the Ports, 6 1/3. So he's had some success against the Stockton batters. Looking for another 1-2. Hit in. Long run for Caldwell. Back looking up. Gone. Miles Naylor puts that ball on in right. And highly touted athletics prospect. It is first home run of 2025 to put Stockton in front. At right. That hit right off the top of the barn. In right field and gives Stockton a 1-0 lead. Pedro Pineda takes a strike. Right fastball inside. 0-2. Well, Naylor has a big swing. And 2-year. 0-2 is chopped up into the bat right in front of home plate. Picked up by Barrega. The catcher tosses. Zero to tire the side. Miller puts Stockton in front on a solo pass. It's 1-0 Ports as we head to the bottom of the second from Learn for Life Press Box on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. You are a fighter, and this is your game. Without the mark of a fighter. I sell you for over 60 years as premier all steel and contract for the Rawhide. The Rawhide community a chance to enjoy the best. So Miles Naylor's solo home run giving Stockton a 1-0 lead to open up this 6-game series. Naylor, the younger brother of two Major League Baseball players. Abdias de la Cruz shows bunt, pulls it back, but a strike anyways, 0-1. Josh and Bo Naylor, and Josh Naylor is on the Arizona Diamondbacks. 0-1, misses low. One ball, one strike to De La Cruz. So Miles Naylor hitting a home run against his older brother's affiliated team. Flied up the middle over the second baseman's break lot to field. Throws the first in time to get the sprinting De La Cruz. It's 6-up, 6-down for Donnie Triconis. We head to the third. 1-0 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box. Why did he?
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-outs. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota, Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits.
Nothing lead for Stockton. So we head to the top of the third on a balmy Tuesday night from Central California. Left-handed batter Cesar Franco to face Denny Larondo. Rondo kicks and throws. Fastball outside. 1-0 to the lefty batting Franco. Shortstop Cornell shifted up the middle, a few steps to the left of the second base bag with his heels on the grass. 1-0. Low, two balls and no strikes. Miles Naylor, a solo home run. His first of the season, only third hit as well for Naylor. It had a challenging start to the season for the A's first-round draft pick from just a couple years ago. Franco takes inside 3-0. That's a very good sign for the Ports and for the Athletics to see Naylor get into a baseball. Had 11 home runs with Stockton last season. Here's the 3-0. It's well outside and a four-pitch walk to Franco. Not the way Larondo wanted to start the third inning. His first walk, Franco aboard at first. Gunnar Goldschmidt, another lefty third baseman for Larondo to face, steps in. Larondo home, and a fastball right down the middle for a strike. 0-1. Another great crowd. The Four Creeks pasture down the right field line is pretty much filled to the brim tonight. It is spring break here in Visalia, so Tuesday night's just like another Saturday night this week. It's been a little bit of a different vibe around town. Larondo checked over on Franco. Dove back safely to the back. Here's the 0-1. Chopped foul. 0-2. No reason to wake up early and go to school, so a lot of kids at the ballpark. It's almost like summer break early. You get baseball, you get spring break, you get warm weather. Really couldn't be more perfect. Perfect timing with the ride at home and spring break hitting at the same time here in Visalia. Pitch home, wave, and a miss. That was a filthy changeup falling out of the zone and got Goldschmidt all twisted out of shape. 16 inches of horizontal break. That baseball tail spinning into the dirt. Back to the top of the order, and Ali Camarillo flew out to right in his first at bat, swung at the very first pitch. One at first, one out, top three, and the Ports leading 1-0. Pitch home. A changeup into the zone. That's been a pretty pitch so far from Larondo, the changeup, and it's worked well. Peeks over at first, three stride lead there for Franco, and a nice pickoff throw with Franco just beating the throw from Larondo. It's a fast, gritty team. Stockton, the way their voice of the Ports, Tim Fitzgerald, describes them. Not a lot of players with power, though Miles Naylor is certainly an exception to that. Here's the 0-1.
Right.
Fastball missed outside. 1-1. But a lot of guys that make contact, get on base, good speed, really good fielding. And so far for Stockton, that's resulted in some wins, including an impressive series win at home against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes this past week, winning 4 out of 6 games. Rondo deals. Wave and a miss. Slider in on the hands, 1-2. Think about the Athletics and the brand they built over the last 20 years, especially in the Moneyball era. Not always bringing in flashy players, bringing in gritty players that the analytics love, and that can turn into a lot of wins. 1-2. Check swing. Did Camarillo go around? Peel. Yes, he did, says Patrick McMorris. So back-to-back strikeouts for Danny Lorando. Two away in the third. Sure look like the right call. Frankie Gonzalez is behind the plate tonight, and Patrick McMorris is in the field. And Frankie Gonzalez and Patrick McMorris now to have a quick word. And waving people off the field. Patrick McMorris is waving people off the field. I'm not sure why. There's no rain.
What's going on?
Is there a drone, maybe? That would be my guess. There's no rain. There's certainly no lightning. I don't see any cats or dogs falling from the sky. My guess would be a drone. You cannot play if there's a drone over the field. I was correct. There's a drone over the airspace. Well, you haven't played a season of baseball without one weird delay, whether it's an animal on the field or a drone delay. I haven't spotted it yet. If you're watching on TV, maybe one of our excellent camera operators can find it. It's somewhere way out near the outfield wall. Chris Jackson, one of the operations staff, out to chat with Frankie Gonzalez and Patrick McMorris for the safety of the players. Got to take them off the field for a drone delay and wait until the drone is off the field. I see it now. It's circling up over center field right now and does not appear to be too interested in leaving just yet. It's starting to back out near the left field wall. And there it goes, out past the trees. Disappeared outside of my view, I think over the wall. We're still waiting for the players to get back out onto the field. Well, it is spring break, and that can lead to some shenanigans. And someone has got into a few too many shenanigans, maybe, flying a drone and delaying the game tonight. I lost sight of the drone, but it might just be lingering out past the left field wall. Is now the Rye general manager, Julian Rifkin, out to chat with the umpires, too. I don't know what the rules are. Can someone just go out and throw a baseball and knock down the drone? You know it's an expensive piece of equipment, but you can't really worry about the drone owner right now. They are the one that's broken the rules. Well, to give you a reset, there's two outs here in the top of the third. Cesar Franco is at first, and Stockton leads 1-0 on a Miles Naylor solo home run. Ball absolutely crushed. Probably the hardest hit ball of the season here. Only game 4 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Hit right off the top of the barn in right field. We're still under a delay, so we'll step aside for a brief commercial break and be right back. We are under a drone delay on this Tuesday evening. 1-0 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Back at Valley Strong Ballpark, we have good news. The drone delay is over. The drone has decided to leave on its own accords without anyone gunning it down with the baseball. And Danny Lorando is back out to take some warm-up pitches before resuming the top of the third frame. There's two outs, a runner at first for the Ports and Cesar Franco. And C.J. Patero with one of the longest waits he's had in a while on deck, finally about to get in at bat. I should have wrote down the time the delay started. It had to be a good about 4 or 5 minutes of a delay, and we'll see how Danny Lorando deals with things. You think you've seen it all in baseball, but hey, it's a modern world with new technology, and if you've tuned in tonight and never seen a drone delay, now you have, and you have something to tell your friends at the office tomorrow morning. So C.J. Patero to the plate, lefty batter. He grounded out back in the first frame. Rondo ready, kicks and deals. Fastball low for a ball. 1-0. Lights are on. Maybe just a touch into effect. Overcast day, no sunshine, and sky just starting to darken. The sun setting to the west behind the clouds towards the Pacific Ocean. Rondo takes a deep breath and home. Oh, that beautiful changeup again in for a strike. He's really had good command of the changeup. One ball and one strike. Rahid, on the other hand, without a hit so far through two frames. Cornell short, shaded up the middle. Here's the 1-1. Well high on a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Patero enters with a really good start to the season, inning 400 with 10 hits. Former Penn State Nittany Lion out of the Big Ten. Throw home, wave and a miss. There's that changeup again for Lorando, and the Ports have looked absolutely flummoxed. Patero was way in front of the changeup. He was looking fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Lorando trying to get the last out of the third after about a five-minute drone delay. Here's the 2-2. Change up, just missed low, and a full count. Good call from Frankie Gonzalez, according to our Trackman strike zone. Just missed low. Patero will call time, retie the gloves, and step back into the box. Rondo kicks and throws. Outside, ball four. That changeup missed. And two walks in the frame for Lorando. Puts two aboard with two outs. Jared Spreglot comes to the plate. Spreglot popped out on the infield back in the first. See, older Stockton team compared to Visalia. A fair amount of college graduates, including Spreglot, former SEC player at Arkansas. Pitch home. Hit into the air in right, drifting over to his right is Alperia. Reaches up, makes the catch. Signed retired. Lorando works around two walks, and more difficultly, a drone delay. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Ports on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with Premier Ready Credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Watermelon, and they got it. They win it. Right back up to you, CJ.
Thanks, Jacob. That was your Echelon Guest the Flavor brought to you by Echelon Security Services. Contact Echelon Executive Protection at 559-909-1515.
Bottom three in the lineup due up for the Rawhide in the bottom of the third. Visalia trailing 1-0. Donnie Traconis fires home. A first pitch low for a ball. 1-0. Rawhide still looking for their first base runner. Miles Naylor a solo home run to give Stockton an early lead. Pitch home. Fastball catches the black this time. 1-1. Traconis has been excellent. He's needed just 22 pitches now to get to this point, making his first start of his career at the single-A level as De Leon waves and misses 1-2. Pitched three excellent innings in relief, allowing just one base runner last week against Rancho Cucamonga last Wednesday. Got a bird now flying over the infield. That seemed to cause De Leon to call time. We had a drone delay in the top half of the frame. And the bird's flying back and forth. This time not in the face of De Leon. He pops it up into shallow center. Back the second baseman, Spriglot, to make the catch. One away. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center. Located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia. Only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. Drones, birds, and it's only game one of six so far this week at Valley Strong Ballpark. Juan Corniel, lefty batter, takes the first pitch low for a ball. Currently my first drone delay I've called on the air. Tim Fitzgerald, Ports broadcaster, has been doing it longer than me. It was his first as well. Corniel grabs it right side. Glove by Spreglot, tosses to first, and there's two down. In the third, eight up, eight down for Chaconis. He's rolling the first time through the order.
Now batting number nine, Gerald Nin.
Gerald Nin steps in. Another lefty batter for Chaconis to face. Chaconis played in the Arizona Complex League for the Athletics last season. Nin fouls that away off the screen. Moving into a starting role, and so far so good for the Athletics and manager Javier Goddard. Nin swings, flies it right to the third baseman Goldschmidt, reaches up the glove and makes the catch. Nine up, nine down to start the day for Traconis. We head to the fourth, 1-0 Ports on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from...
One nothing lead for Stockton over Visalia as we enter the middle frames of action in the series opener between the Rawhide and the Ports. First full week of baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide return home after a six-game set in San Jose. Opened up the season 2 weekends ago. Cameron Leary swings the first pitch. Grounded right side on the ground. Santana flips to the pitcher. Lorando steps on the bag. One away. Pretty play by Ruben Santana at first. First baseman diving to his right. Get him the white jersey dirty. And Lorando over to help cover the bag for the first out of the inning. So one away, and Davis Diaz steps in. Black bat waggling above the shoulder of Diaz is Lorando home. A fastball inside, 1-0. One out, base is empty, top of the fourth, 1-0 lead for the Ports. Lorando kicks and deals. There's the changeup in for a strike. It's been pretty all night. One ball, one strike. The righty from Cuba will throw his 45th pitch of the evening here. Here it is. Fastball outside, 2 balls, one strike. Lights starting to come into more effect, about maybe 30% effect. The sky darkening, mix of baby blue and mixed gray clouds above. 2-1, another pretty change up in the zone for a strike, and the count even at 2 apiece. Only hit of this ball game is Miles Naylor and his solo home run back in the second inning. Here's the 2-2 home. Wave and a miss. Nasty slider. And Diaz lunging into the zone. Two away. Strikeout number 3 for Lorando. Oh, my. Diaz even took his right hand off the bat to chase that baseball. So here's Naylor again. His solo home run to right bounced off the top of the barn in the second inning. What a homer. First homer Lorando's given up on the year. His first pitch to Naylor here misses outside, 1-0. Might not put one anywhere too close to the zone against Naylor this time. Here's the pitch. Change up in for a strike, 1-1. 39th overall pick was Naylor from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. Beautiful suburb of Toronto. 1-1, flied into center field, racing, and Caldwell reads it well and makes the jogging catch to retire the side. Lorando working strong. He's completed 4 good innings of baseball, a 1-2-3 fourth. Rawhide looking for some offense on the other side. They trail 1-0 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Top of the order, due up for the ride in the bottom of the fourth, trailing 1-0. Donnie Traconis home. Aprea shows butt, pulls it back, and takes a strike. Alperia hitting 233 on the season. 7 hits in 8 games. Wind home, and a fastball just missed. 1-1. Alperia had quite the start to the season, leaning off first 2 games of the year with hits. The very first pitches he saw. Takes a strike, showing more of a patient approach in this at bat as he's behind 1-2. Had a 3-hit game last Wednesday in San Jose, but cooled off over the weekend. Kick and a throw. Outside corner, strike 3 called. Now Puria left looking, and there's one away. NTM Productions, the official partner for the Visalia Ride and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For your IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give NTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. First pitch to Slade Caldwell. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Caldwell flew out to left and a long at bat back at the first. One of the better at-bats. Here's the pitch home. It's low. 1-1. Probably the best at-bat that any Rawhide batters put up against Traconis, who's retired the first 10 Rawhide batters he's faced. Traconis kicks and delivers outside. 2-1. What a start to the season for Slade Caldwell. 29th overall pick in the draft last season by the Diamondbacks. Here's the pitch home. Inside, and skips back to the backstop. 3-1 to Caldwell, who's second in the California League with 13 walks. Second as well in on-base percentage. Only behind Ryan Jackson of Lake Elsinore. And there is ball four. Make it walk number 14 to Slade Caldwell. And that's the first base runner for the Rawhide. He's walked now in every game except one. So that's now 8 out of 9 games. Caldwell missed one game last week. 8 out of 9 games Caldwell has walked this season. Yeah, so Soler follows and takes the first pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. Soler flew out on the infield back in the first. He's a talented 2-3-4 in the Rawhide lineup. I had a lot of success on opening weekend. Santana takes a fastball at the knees for a strike. 1-1. Soler's been the catalyst for the Rawhide offense so far this season. Leads the team with 12 hits and a 375 batting average. native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Pitch home. Hit into the air in center. Plenty of room for Pineda under the baseball. Makes the head high grab. Two away. Got to hit it hard to get it out in center. And that one didn't even make it to the track. Santana steps in. He grounded out back in the second frame. Right, offense trying to get something going. First pitch home is foul tipped back and off the hand. The catcher Diaz, who's in some pain. Rawhide have been held to four runs or less in their last three games, all losses to San Jose. Opened up the season really unstoppable offensively. The 0-1 is foul tipped back again to Diaz. Luckily, that one didn't cause any damage. 0-2. Ebbs and flows for a young offense to start the season for Visalia. Right now, they just need to find a way to disrupt the rhythm of Chirconis. It's allowed just one base runner. It's Caldwell at first, who walked. Extended his on-base streak now to nine games to start the season. Pitch home, fastball high, and Diaz watches Caldwell race back to first base. Caldwell, two stolen bases on the season, but with two outs, a lot of coaches will not like to send a runner. Here's the 1-2. Caldwell does take off. Santana swings, pops it up, right side. First baseman Patero reaches over and can't make the catch. Right up against the netting. And it fell on the dirt, but Patero just couldn't come up with the baseball. So Santana gets a mull again. Another shot. Try to get the first hit of the game for the Rawhide. Lights into about 70% effect now. Darkening gray clouds overhead. Here's the 1-2, not yet home. Chirconis checks over on first, and Caldwell back to the back. Well, now after seeing Caldwell take off, Laporte's more aware of the high-level speed of Caldwell. Three-stride lead at first, as here's the pitch home. Hit high by Santana right side and well out of play. Santana missed one to hit, a fastball right down the middle. 94 miles per hour though. Chirconis throwing hard even though he's at 45 pitches here into the fourth inning. Another check back to Caldwell. That's the second disengagement now. As Caldwell steps back on the bag. So if Chirconis throws over to first base again, he either has to get Caldwell out or Caldwell goes to second base. Here's the 1-2. Caldwell takes off and Santana fouls it right side out of play. This is turning into a good battle between Ruben Santana, a veteran on this Rawhide squad, and Donnie Chirconis. Will be pitch number 7 coming up. Chirconis deals a breaking ball high. Two balls, two strikes. That ended the streak of three fastballs in a row. Thrown by Chirconis just kind of right down the middle, trying to see if Santana could catch up. So now 2-2. Here's the pitch. Outside and a full count. This has been a veteran-like plate appearance from Ruben Santana. Fouling pitches away. Impressive patience. And now the ninth pitch of this at bat coming up to the righty from the Dominican Republic. Here comes the payoff. Grounded left side past the diving. Goldsmith and into left field. Caldwell on his horse will take third base. And the Rawhide in business in the fourth. It took nine pitches, but Ruben Santana has the Rawhide's first hit of the game. What a plate appearance. from Santana. Now a chance for Alberto Barrega to tie the game or even take the lead. Fifth hit of the season for Santana, who's been trying to find his bat. That could be a slump-busting at bat for the Dominican. So Caldwell at third, Santana at first. Barrega grounded out back in the second. Pitcho hit into the air and left, hooking foul into the Budweiser red zone, where a couple fans had a chance to make a play, but I don't think anyone came up with it. Kid's got a souvenir, though, it appears. Actually, no, it doesn't. Ball bounced back into play. Bounced off the metal concourse in the Budweiser red zone and back onto the field. So 0-1 to Barrega. Barrega, just two hits over the week in San Jose, hitting 185 on the season. Number 27th ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Here's the 0-1. Outside. 1-1. Talented catcher, played most of the season last year with the Arizona Complex League team for the Diamondbacks, hitting 276. Just 20 years of age still. Up here at full season. 1-1. Ground ball right side over the second baseman. Spreglot to field. Tosses to first to retire the side. Right, put some pressure on Chaconis, but can't get a run across. We've played four. It's 1-0 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Bottom three due up for Stockton in the top of the fifth. Rolling along, an hour of baseball complete. 1-0 lead for the Ports over the Rawhide. Denny Lorando out for his fifth inning of work. He's been quite sharp in his second start of the season. Ready home. Fastball just missed outside, 1-0. One hit apiece for these two teams, but it was a home run for Stockton back in the second. Miles Naylor, a solo blast that has the Ports in front. Here's the 1-0. A changeup misses outside. One ball, one strike. It's been good work from Lorando. 53 pitches. Here's the 2-0. That misses low, 3-0. Has fallen behind here, but for the most part, command has not been an issue. His changeup has looked really good, complementing the fastball. Has three strikeouts and has worked a fair amount of fly ball outs. 3-0, though, is inside ball four. And you never want to start an inning with a walk. He did so, though, in the third and worked around a drone delay in that inning as well for a scoreless frame. Nita aboard, and Franco, the batter who walked to lead off the third, will step to the plate now. Lefty batter. Freddy Lorando home.
That was a strike.
Fastball misses outside. 1-0 to Franco. Here's the pitch home. A looping changeup. In for a strike on the inner third, 1-1. Franco without a hit on the season. He's 0-22. Talking with Tim Fitzgerald, he said he's hitting everything hard. He's just getting unlucky. He's hitting everything really back. Just hitting things right where guys are. Orlando checked over to first. And awkward play as the ball bounced off the glove of Santana and then off the back of Pineda after he'd already made it back to the first base bag. No harm, no foul for anyone. Back to work with a 1-1 count. Runner at first, top five, 1-0 lead for Stockton. Pitch home. Broken bat flare up the middle, fielded by Lorando. Tosses to first for the double play. Well, Cesar Franco keeps getting unlucky, but what a play by Danny Lorando. Bat in his face. Catches a ball near his feet. And then Pineda was halfway to second by the time Lorando caught the ball. Easily doubled up. Just like that, two outs and the base is clear. First pitch home to Gunnar Goldschmidt outside for a ball, 1-0. Goldschmidt struck out back in the third. Rondo turns and deals. Grounder up the middle, well fielded by Lorando again. Runs towards first, underhand throw for the out to retire the side. Who says pitchers can't field? Danny Lorando faces the minimum and records all three outs in the field. It's been a good five innings for the righty from Cuba. Head to the bottom of the fifth, 1-0 Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Or shop Toyota's lineup of hybrid SUVs like the Grand Highlander Hybrid and Toyota Crown Signia.
At Learn for Life High School, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story, and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Reds there. Oh, and they dropped the ball. Have to restart. But Hugo. That's the ball over there. And the red team will.
Thanks, Jacob. That was your Caring for Kids three-way races out in the pasture. Caring for Kids serving the needs of children from infant to 18 years old.
Back at Valley Strong Ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 lead for the Ports over the Rawhide. Donnie Tricono, first pitch home. De La Cruz, flare shot into right. Tough play, diving. Franco makes the catch. One away. Cesar Franco robbing De La Cruz of a base hit. What a read from the right fielder, and what an athletic move. Put that on SportsCenter. Major athleticism from Franco. One away. Staley Owen takes the first pitch high. you know, most of you guys probably listening haven't played a lot of competitive baseball. It's hard just to track ball to begin with, then to have the speed, and then to make the dive at the end. It's hard to encapsulate how difficult that play is that Franco just made. Time is called, and reset for Trakonis on the mound. Here comes the 1-0 to De Leon. It's low. Two balls, no strikes. 55 pitches for Trakonis. He's on an 80-pitch limit this evening, but he's made it into the fifth at only 55 pitches. That's huge. The 2-0. This is low, and he's behind 3-0 to De Leon. Only one walk by Trakonis today. That was to Caldwell in the fourth. Pitch home, inside, ball four. De Leon works a walk, and the Ride have a runner aboard with one out. Juan Cornejo coming to the plate. Lefty batter, pitch home. Cornejo shows bunt, lays a great bunt down the third baseline. Fielded by Goldschmidt, throw to first in time for the out. But De Leon does advance to second, two away. That was a terrific bunt by Cornejo. Couldn't have done it much better. Good read by Goldschmidt, who plays a nice third base to make the throw and just beat Cornejo. But that's about as good of a bunt as you're going to ask for. Errol Nin steps the plate, number nine batter in this Rawhide lineup. De Leon in scoring position as the tying run here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch on. Misses high, one ball and no strikes. Nin hitting .333 on the young season with seven hits. Had a good series at San Jose with six hits in four games. Pitch on. Grounded up the middle, but right at the shortstop. Camarillo throw to first in time to retire the side. Five strong for Donnie Trakonis. He's thrown five shutout in his first start at the full season pro level. On to the 6-1-0 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-outs. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits.
Ali Camarillo leads off in the top of the sixth for Stockton as the Rawhide make a call to the bullpen. Jesus Camijo will make his home debut for the Rawhide, third appearance of the season. 9.0 ERA, two innings pitched. He's allowed two earned runs on two hits, three strikeouts, but also three walks. First pitch home is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike to Camarillo. High set for Camijo, kicks and delivers. Fastball, oh, inside, and it hit the hand of Borrego's in some pain. Pitcher and catcher got crossed up. And right, hoping that Borrego, the catcher, is okay. It's the third appearance of the season for Camillo from Valle de la Pascua in Venezuela. Yeah, that ball was not going where Borrego was expecting it. It was set up down low, and that pitch came well inside. 96 miles per hour, too, and looked like it might have hit off the arm of Borrego. That is no fun. Mike Vaca, the Rawhide strength and conditioning coach, and manager Guy Garner out to check on Borrego. The life of a catcher is taking bumps and bruises in a often thankless position behind the plate. Borrego's going to be able to stay in the game, shaking his head and hoping there's no more miscommunications between him and Camillo. A few warm-up pitches for Camillo. Back to Borrego. It's a 1-1 count to Camarillo, who's 0-2 today. Bases empty, top of the sixth. 1-0 lead for Stockton. Camillo ready, kicks and deals. Popped up on the infield. Four white jerseys converge. The third baseman, Soler, will call everyone off and makes the catch shoulder high. One away. Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. Camillo's home debut, made two appearances in San Jose last week. Didn't appear on opening weekend here at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch home to the lefty Patero in for a strike. There's no doubt Camillo has the best hair in the Rawhide bullpen. Black and brown locks tumbling out of the red cap onto the shoulders. The 0-1 changeup misses low. One ball, one strike. See a four-seam fastball. Slider. Change up from the 6-foot flat pitcher from Venezuela. High set with the brown beige glove up near his face. Dips down and delivers. Change up misses low. Actually, fastball, 94 on the gun. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch home to Patero. Fouled straight back. Two balls and two strikes. Lights into full effect, a dark navy blue sky ahead on a pleasant evening in mid-April. Drop into the upper 60s by the end of the night. 2-2 inside and a full count. Expecting a little bit of a cool down this week, highs in the 60s by Thursday and Friday, but then back up to upper 70s over the weekend and sunny skies. It's going to be a really beautiful weekend for baseball. Here's the payoff. Grounded right side and foul. There's few better times to enjoy California than the spring. It's not too hot. Can see fields blooming with flowers and poppies and mustard seed, orange and yellow and purple covered on the hillsides, purple on the mounds, and perfect weather in baseball. Payoff home, grounded right side, playing it back on a hop. The second baseman in fields, tossed to first, and there's two outs.
Now batting number nine, Jared Spraglot.
Jared Spraglot to the plate, second baseman 0-2 today. Still just Miles Naylor's solo home run, the only run scored, a 1-0 lead for the Ports. Camejo turns and delivers a fastball low. 1-0 to Spregla. Five innings, but right now on the books for a loss is Denny Lorando, starter tonight for Visalia. He was excellent, though, 1-0. Change up low, one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 outside and back to the backstop, 3-0. Rondo, five innings pitch. He allowed just one hit. That was the solo home run. Did have three walks, three strikeouts. Couldn't have pitched a whole lot better, but he made one mistake and hasn't gotten any run support tonight. 3-0. Outside, ball four. And Camejo tosses a four-pitch walk to Spriglot. So he's aboard with two outs here on the top of the sixth. And Cam Leary coming to the plate. Leary 0-for-2 today with two groundouts to the right side. Camejo working out of the stretch, delivers. Flied into right center and down for a base hit. One hops in front of Alperia. Spreglot hustling to third without a throw. And that is just the third hit of the ball game for either side. Leary aboard. Runners on the corners now with two outs. And the Ports a chance for some insurance here in the sixth. Davis Diaz to the plate. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Borrega puts down some signs. Spreglon at third reached on a walk, and then Cam Leary with his first hit of the day to right. Runners on the corners, two outs, and that's going to do it for Camejo. D. Garner, the Rawhide manager, walking to the mound. And, well, typically when D. Garner comes to the mound, he's pulling the pitcher, but that does not appear the case here. He's giving some instructions to the Rawhide infield, as well as Camejo. Approach here to face Diaz. Rawhide trying to keep the lead at just one, trying to come from behind and keep their home record perfect. Maybe more importantly, snap a six-game losing streak and get out of the dark cloud that overshadowed the Rawhide last week in San Jose. Diaz steps back into the right-handed batter's box. Camejo ready on the bump. Two outs, runners on the corners in the top of the sixth. 1-0 lead for Stockton. High set for Camejo. He kicks and delivers. Breaking ball just missed inside. 1-0. Diaz 0-for-2 today. Four hits on the season, and he's driven in two runs. Converted catcher who finished up his collegiate career at Vanderbilt. SEC powerhouse in Nashville, Tennessee. 1-0. Fastball catches the top half of the zone. 1-1. Diaz, an eighth-round pick by the Athletics last season. Here's the 1-1 home. Runner takes off, pitches low, and it was the perfect pitch, too. Take off on as it bounced in the dirt in front of Borrega, and Leary has an easy stolen base. He leads the Cal League in stolen bases. Cam Leary has another one. At six stolen bases just last week in the homestand, Leary tabs another to the total. 2-1. Ground ball left side, diving. Soler under his glove and into left field. One runs in. Here comes Leary. He will score without a throw. 3-0 Stockton. Davis Diaz with a 2-RBI knock to put the Ports in front. 3-0. A big two-out hit for Diaz. He doubles his RBI total on the season. Has to feel good for the converted catcher. Mostly it had been an infielder in his career. He's wanted to move him to catcher and kind of still show up with the bat when you're a catcher as well. First pitch to Naylor. Misses outside, 1-0. All happening with two outs. A walk, a single, and then a two-out, two-RBI base hit for Davis Diaz to make it 3-0 Stockton. Miles Naylor, the batter. 1-0 count to the righty. His solo home run in the second. Grounds one, left side, and is Soler to glove it on the grass. Throw to first, beats Naylor to retire the South. Two come across for the Ports on two hits. They leave one stranded. It's 3-0 Stockton as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
And they get the opportunity to interact with you each and every day. We're excited about this partnership, and we're proud to be partnering with Leslie Rawhide.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Lead for the Ports over the Rawhide. Top of the order for Visalia in the bottom of the sixth. Rawhide trying to extend their perfect home start to the season. Swept on opening weekend back home for the first time in over a week. Trailing 3-0 as Jose Alpuria takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Visalia hasn't been shut out yet this season, though they were held to one run last week against San Jose. Alpuria grounds one right side, gloved by Spreglot, tosses to first, one away. Well, April 15th marks the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's historic and game-changing MLB debut, so please join the Rawhide Minor League Baseball, Major League Baseball, and the entire baseball family in celebrating Jackie Robinson Day today on April 15th. 1947, Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier, serving as a powerful catalyst for necessary changes in our sport and our nation. Today and every day, baseball demonstrates a powerful, unifying tribute to Jackie's legacy on and off the field. Visit JackieRobinson.org or MLBTogether.com/42 to learn more. Striking a ball to Slade Caldwell, the lefty batter, with one out and the base is empty. Donnie Tracones, the starter for Stockton, still working. Pitch home. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. Just as at the other 149 professional ballparks, Tracones wants a new baseball. Yeah, toss one from Frankie Gonzalez. Jackie Robinson's 42 is retired here at Valley Strong Ballpark. No professional baseball player to ever wear his number again. 2-1. On the inside corner for a strike, 2-2. Monumental legacy that Robinson leads behind, and always honored by Major League Baseball on April 15th. Pitch home, grounded right side and foul. Certainly worth thinking about Jackie's legacy on baseball, America, and the world every single day. A big reason his name and his number hangs at every stadium. Here's the 2-2. Fouled straight back by Caldwell to stay alive. Pitch home. Caldwell slaps right side and foul, and just another day, another quality long at bat put together by Slade Caldwell. He's now seven pitches deep and has fouled away three in a row. Caldwell walked in the fourth and put together a long at bat in the first. Pitch home, inside, and Caldwell has worked it full. Almost acted like he was hit by the pitch for a second, but decided it was a little too late to try to get in on the act. So a full count. The ninth pitch of this at bat upcoming, which is good news for the Rawhide, trying to chase Donnie Traconis out of this ball game. I think actually the ball hit Caldwell's hand after it popped out of the glove of Diaz, which is why Caldwell reacted that way. Here comes the payoff. Grounded up the middle, but right into the shift. Camarillo gloves, throw to first, in time to get Caldwell. Slade turned on the speed and nearly beat out an infield single. Camarillo's throw just got him. That was major speed and effort out of the box, and Camarillo was a little too lackadaisical on it. That's a good call by Frankie Gonzalez. Just beat Caldwell. Caldwell by maybe a toenail. So two away, and here's Yasiel Soler. 0-for-2 today. El Toro is nicknamed. He takes the first pitch strike. 72 pitches for Traconis. If he can get Soler out here, stays probably done. 0-1 is low. One ball and one strike. That would complete the quality start. It would set him up for the win. His pitch count at 80 would certainly be the perfect way to end what's been a near-perfect day for the Venezuelan righty. Soler pops it up right side and out of play. Off the skyboxes, just a little to the right of my head. Fans are reacting like they've never seen a baseball in the air before. 1-2, wave and a miss. Soler strikes out, and Donnie Traconis completes six shutout. What an evening he's had at Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. Three strikeouts, six shutout, and allows just one hit. On to the final three frames. It's 3-0 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium ready credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 43025.
Top seven from Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom three due up for Stockton. It's been all about Donnie Traconis and the Ports pitching again tonight. Stockton leads the league in most pitching statistics, and they've shut down the Rawhide offense. Jesus Camejo's first pitch home to Pineda is fouled away. Just one hit for the Rawhide against Traconis. Good news for them is Ports seem due to go to the bullpen to try to get the last nine outs. Pitch home, grounded up the middle. Tough play, ranging over, gloved by Corniel, and he throws it away under the glove of Santana. I think it would have been a hit anyways. That's probably well worth, ruled a hit. off the glove of Pineda. That's a great play from Corniel just to get to the baseball behind the second base back. It was a wild throw. Didn't have a chance to set his feet. Pineda's aboard at first. So it brings up Cesar Franco, the right fielder, who's walked and grounded out today, made the best fielding play of either side today, robbing Abdias de la Cruz of a single back in the fifth inning on a sliding catch.
Let's go, defense! Let's go, boys!
Jesus Camejo out for his second inning of work after allowing two runs in the sixth. Kicks and deals.
Right.
A changeup catches the zone on the outside corner. 0-1. Was ruled a single for Pineda. So he's aboard with his first hit of the day. He's also reached on a walk. Lefty batting Franco facing the righty pitcher Camejo fires back to first. And Pineda dives in safely ahead of the throw. Great crowd on hand for a Tuesday night. 1,985 fans filled into Valley Strong Ballpark. Tuesday night, spring break. Ride fans showing why they're some of the most devoted in all the Cal League. Camejo fires a pitch into the dirt. 1-1 and 1-2 to Pineda. Another great night at the ballpark tomorrow night. You can join us here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Be similar pleasant weather conditions. First Wednesday game of the season. Camejo ready and deals. Grounder right side, gloved by Santana. Throws to second for one. Dropped by Corniel, but the drop was on the glove-to-hand transfer, so they get the out at second. Franco will reach on the fielder's choice at first, and there's one away. Gunnar Goldschmidt, another lefty for Camejo to face 0-2 today. Corniel might have had a chance to turn the double play, but ball slipped out of his hand on this balmy night. Mayo working into try to get his longest outing of the season. He worked 1 2/3 against San Jose. Last time out against the Giants last weekend on the road. He's at an inning and a third now completed as the first pitch to Goldschmidt sails outside for a ball, 1-0. Native of Reno, Nevada, Gunnar Goldschmidt. Here's the 1-0 home. Grounded, right side, racing in the second baseman in, throws to second for one. Corniel will eat the ball there, but there's two away. Back-to-back fielder's choices have gotten two outs for the Rawhide. Goldschmidt, now it's second. Franco, the runner out at second base. Goldschmidt at first. And Ali Camarillo comes to the plate with two outs. Camarillo, 0-3 today. Camejo home. Change up in the dirt, 0-1. Has been some action in the Rawhide bullpen, but Camejo, in the first day of this series, trying to finish off two innings for Visalia. Rawhide trailing 3-0, just one hit for Visalia tonight. Pitch home. Wave and a miss, 1-1. Rawhide did have a movement on the roster today. Casey Anderson has been a great part of the Rawhide for the last two-plus seasons. Called up to Hillsboro to high A. So congratulations to Casey Anderson on his call up to the next level. Well-deserved for one of the great guys in the clubhouse here in Visalia the last couple seasons. 1-1, misses outside. 2-1. And a new young pitcher for the Rawhide, and Dawson Brown. It was a 16th round pick out of Georgia Tech last season for the Diamondbacks. So make his pro debut when he appears likely at some point this week here in Visalia. 2-1. Looping breaking ball inside. 3-0 and one strike to Camarillo. Excitement of minor league ball. Someone plays well. Anderson did at his first two appearances of the season. Moves on up and paves the way for the next great youngster. 3-1 home. Fouled straight back off the screen. Goldschmidt was going, but it's just a run down to second to get his steps in for the day and maybe to do a few less sprints tomorrow afternoon. Full count now to Camarillo.
Come on, let's go, Rohan! They call it, they said.
Camillo flutters the glove at home. Grounded foul left side off the netting atop the Rawhide dugout.
Go defense.
Dark black sky above. These brand new LED lights this season here in Visalia. In effect. Seventh pitch of this at bat upcoming. Camillo home. Foul tipped and into the dirt. Unable to be secured by Barrega. Long at bat continues between Camarillo and Camejo. Camejo delivers. Grounded up the middle, over to the right, the shortstop. Cornell Fields throws the first, beating Camarillo by a stride. Side retired, Camejo completes two innings for the first time in his Rawhide career, and it's time to stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. 3-0, Rawhide trail the Ports on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Stretch is brought to you by Valley Strong Credit Union. Bank with Valley Strong Credit Union and find out how they...
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from...
Still looking for runs. They trail the Ports 3-0 as we enter the bottom of the seventh. Ruben Santana leads off against a new pitcher, righty Blake Hammond. In for Stockton. Lanky Hammond kicks and deals. Santana flies one into center. Pineda bat at the edge of the track makes the backpedaling catch for the first out. That's not an easy play from Pineda, backpedaling backwards in the spacious exterior of Valley Strong Ballpark. One pitch, one out for Hammond. He's making his second appearance of the season. He started in his first outing with 3 2/3 innings pitched, allowed 3 earned runs, 4 total on 5 hits. Had 4 strikeouts, but also had some issues with his command with four walks. Coming out of the bullpen here and trying to get most likely the last now eight outs of this game for Stockton. First pitch home to Alberto Barriga in for a strike, 0-1.
Alberto Barriga.
Barriga is 0-2 today with two groundouts. Pitch home. Fouled straight back, 0-2. Hammond playing for a team just outside of the Bay Area in Stockton and for a professional affiliate that is in Northern California, used to be in the Bay Area. Played his college ball in the Bay Area at Santa Clara University at the Broncos. 0-2. Misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Hammond from Lafayette, Colorado, outside of Denver. Had an excellent 2024 at Santa Clara. Now in his first full season as a pro. 1-2. Bounces in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. First team all West Coast Conference with the Broncos in 2024. Had 180 strikeouts in about 150 innings his career with Santa Clara. Strikeout machine. Here comes the 2-2. Flied into left center, racing in Pinedo. Play it off a hop. And a base hit for Barriga. First hit of the evening for the ride, and there's some energy here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Abdias de la Cruz to the plate. He's 0-2, but looked like he had a sure base hit to right in the fifth. Cesar Franco made a SportsCenter top 10 worthy diving catch and right. First pitch to De La Cruz, misses outside, 1-0. De La Cruz has some pop, hit it into the gaps. Barriga, good speed at first. Rye trailing by three, the pitch home. Outside, 2-0. Not an unusual spot for Hammond to come in relief. Mainly a reliever with Santa Clara, but it is his first time pitching on the road and first time pitching out of the bullpen. His season was stuck. Winds home. Fouled off the screen. La Cruz hitting 222 on the season, but he's coming off his first multi-hit game as a Rawhide player on Sunday when he was 2-for-4, including a triple. That's three extra base hits on the season with two doubles added to his triple. Here's the pitch. It's high. 3-1 make it. Adrian De Leon's on deck. 0-for-1 with a walk. Hammond rocking back and forth at home. Flared off the end of the bat, and this will get into the stands, bouncing off a seat. Picked up by a man and given to a young man who's going to have a souvenir to bring up. Now a full count. This feels like a big pitch in this game. One on and nobody out in the seventh. Here's the payoff. Got him. Wave and a miss. De La Cruz strikes out on a heater upstairs at 91.
Okay, let's go,
Rawhide. Let's go. Some energy in the ballpark. De La Cruz could reach and bring the tying run to the plate. Hammond gets a big second out. De Leon walks back in the fifth. 0-for-1 today. The Dominican Republic catcher in his second season with the Rawhide. Righty batter, pitch home. Inside, bounces off the glove of Diaz, trickling down the first base line. But Barriga stays put at first. And then steps back up on the bump, working out of the stretch, right arm dangling by his side. Now set at the belt. Kicks and fires. High. 2-0 to De Leon. De Leon leading the Rawhide with 11 runs driven in on the season. Here's the 2-0. Grounded right side. Softly hit. Fielded by the third baseman. Patero steps on the bag. Side retire. Rawhide get their second hit of the game, but that is all. We go to the eighth. It's Stockton still in front. 3-0 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Darlin Pinellas, the new pitcher for the Rawhide in the top of the eighth inning. Stockton leading 3-0. First pitch home misses inside to C.J. Patero. Patero 0-2 with a walk. Big righty Pinellas sets below the belt and delivers. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Pinellas making a Rawhide high now, fourth appearance of the season. ERA just a tick over 10. He's allowed 3 earned runs in 2 2/3 innings pitched. Winds home. A pretty breaking ball settles into the zone for a strike. That's the splitter from Pinellas. 1-2. Does have 6 strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings. That's good to see for Rawhide fans. Does have 2 walks that one. The 3 runs allowed. Some work to do. Pitch home. Oh, right off the back of Patera. Slipped out of the hand of Pinellas. So Patero, the leadoff runner aboard at first. Now batting Miles Naylor opened the scoring for Stockton with a solo home run back in the second. Ports added 2 more in the 6th. Pinellas winds home. Low to Jared Spreglot, second baseman, walked and scored in the 6th inning. One oh home. Inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Rawhide have been held to just 2 hits today and now shut out for the last 7 innings. Stockton, 3 runs on 4 hits and no errors on either side. Pinellas kicks and deals. A beautiful breaking ball settles into the zone for a strike. Pinellas from Boni in the Dominican Republic. His first full season with the Rawhide. Split 2024 between Visalia and the Arizona Complex League. Pitch home. Popped up over my head and out of play.
Hey, Rawhide fans, just let you know we have 50% off all hot food in the concession stands until the end of the eighth inning.
The strikeouts are certainly exciting. the D-backs look at the numbers for Pinellas. He had 60 strikeouts last season and 38 and two-thirds innings. That is a ridiculous proportion. 2-2. Grounder left side, one hop up over the glove of Corniel into left field. Base hit for Spreglot. That was 96 off the bat of the second baseman. He's aboard with the fifth hit of the day for Stockton. And there's two on with nobody out, and the Ports are threatening to put this game away in the top of the eighth. That was a hanging breaking ball. Spreglot didn't miss it. So Cameron Leary steps in. He singled and scored back in the sixth. One for three today for the former Boston College Eagle. First pitch to the lefty shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike at 96 miles per hour. Alice at the belt, looks back at second, kicks and delivers. Breaking ball sails high. So the strikeout numbers off the roof for Pinellas, and he started the season this season as well with strikeouts, but gave up more runs than he would have liked last season with a 5.35 ERA, and hasn't been able to find consistency yet this year as the 1-1 bounces in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Did have a good week last week in San Jose, over two outings, 1 2/3. Didn't allow any runs and had four strikeouts, but allowed all three of his runs that he's allowed this season back here at Valley Strong Ballpark Sunday of opening weekend. 2-1. This is outside. Three balls and one strike to Leary. Alice peering in. Sets at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Outside, ball four. Bases loaded now for Stockton to try to blow things open here in the eighth. Botero at third. Spreglot at second. Leary at first. And Davis Diaz, who has the biggest hit of this game. Two out, two RBI base hit in the sixth, coming to the plate. And Josh Goosen Brown, the Rawhide pitching coach, walking out to chat with Pinellas. There is some action in the Visalia bullpen. Three runs on five hits and no errors for Stockton. No runs on two hits and no errors for Visalia. The Rawhide swept last week in San Jose for the first time in nearly 2 years. Been swept since April of 2023 against Lake Elsinore. That happened here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Trying to avoid making it seven in a row as Travis Garnett is starting to get loose in Visalia's bullpen. Bases loaded, nobody out for Diaz. Ready on righty matchup, pitch home. Fastball misses low. Well, Pinellas is sitting 95-96 on the fastball, but he has not been able to locate it very well to start this out. Pinellas kicks and delivers. A changeup catches the top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Solo home run for Stockton in the second, and then two more coming off the bat of this man, Diaz, in the sixth. Pitch up. Foul tipped off the end of the bat, trickling down the first base line. Visalia opened the season with three wins on opening weekend, then lost all six at San Jose, trying to get back to their winning ways at home. Here opening up a six-game set with the Athletics affiliate, the Stockton Ports. Only time Stockton will visit Visalia this season. It's two teams playing in opposite divisions. Comes the 1-2 home. It's low. Two balls and two strikes. A plane with a bright illuminating light flying directly over the ballpark. least there's no drone. Caused a delay if you weren't with us back in the third inning for about 5 minutes. 2-2 from Pinellas. Low and a full count.
Come on, Hope, that was a strike.
Good patient and gritty plate approach from these port batters up and down the lineup tonight. Nowhere to put him for Pinellas in the right. Here comes the payoff. Low ball four, and that'll walk in a run. So Padero will score from third. Springlot moves up to third, Leary to second, and Diaz with his third RBI of the day. A two RBI base hit in the sixth. Works a walk here in the eighth, walking home a run. Miles Naylor to the plate. Open the scoring with a solo blast back in the second. One for three to death. Still nobody out. One run across. 4-0 lead for Stockton here in the eighth. Corners infield in for Visalia. Pitch home. Strike out the letters 0-1. Here's the 0-1. Outside. Good stop from Borrega getting into the batter's box. One ball, one strike. Stockton trying to blow things open here. Rahide need to find some sort of Houdini act to prevent any more damage and give themselves a chance in the last two innings to snap this losing streak. 1-1 home. Inside. Miller backing away. Two balls and one strike. Alice takes a big deep breath, kicks and throws. Wave and a miss. That was a nice pitch from Pinellas, a splitter falling out of the zone. We'll see if Pinellas goes back to his fastball. That's sitting around 95, 96 miles per hour. Hasn't yet recorded an out in his outing. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and a single. Delivers home. A half wave and a miss by Naylor. He went around, one away.
That was your Circle K strikeout of the game. Circle K has become one of the most widely recognized convenience store brands. No, worldwide.
Way in the dirt, but Naylor was looking fastball, and he couldn't hold up the bat. So one out, and Pedro Pineda to the plate. One for two today, singled in the seventh and walked in the fifth. Bases loaded. Now one out in the eighth. 4-0 lead for Stockton. Pitch home. Inside. 1-0. 95 miles per hour from Pinellas. Like an extra loud crack of the mitt. The ball crashing into the glove of Borrega behind the plate. Pinellas delivers. Grounded foul. Third base side. 1-1. Pinellas out of the stretch, sets at the belt, peering in at Pineda and home. On the inside corner for a strike. Back to the breaking ball, the splitter. 1-2. Another strikeout would give Pinellas and the Rawhide a chance to escape this inning without significant damage. Just one run across. Pinellas kicks and the 1-2. Inside. Pineda backing out of the way. Held up his arms to avoid getting plunked. Balmy night here at Valley Strong Boat Park. Most fans still in shirts and shorts. Here's the 2-2. Check swing. Pineda, did he go around? Appeal to field umpire Patrick McMorris. Yes, he did. Couldn't hold up at a ball at his feet. And Pinellas has back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded and a chance to escape the jam. Another pitch in the dirt, stayed with the splitter. Pineda thought he held up, but Patrick McMorris saying he went around. So now the lefty, Cesar Franco, 0 for 2 with a walk. But D. Gardner, I think, is going to let Pinellas face him. The lefty, Garnett, was warming up in the pen. And he's going to come on in to face the lefty, Franco. We'll step aside. Bases loaded. Two outs in the top of the eighth. 4-0 lead for the Portents on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Morales is the new pitcher for the Rawhide. D. Garner going with a righty out of the bullpen. The right-hander from Mexico City making his fourth appearance of the season. 3.86 ERA, two and a third innings of work. He's allowed just one run, three hits, two strikeouts, has very good command. No walks yet on the season. He'll face the lefty, Cesar Franco. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the eighth. Stockton leading 4-0. Pitch on. Fastball is a strike on the inner third, 0-1. Franco 0-2 with a walk. Morales trying to get the last out of the frame. Keep the ride in the game. A one wave and a miss. Changeup falling into the dirt. Leaving Franco's bat searching for a baseball it would never find. 0-2 count. Morales at the belt. Kicks and deals. Low, stayed with the changeup. One ball, two strikes. Gunnar Gulschmidt is on deck. Sending started with a hit-by-pitch, walk, a single, and then back-to-back walks by Darlin Pinellas, walking home a run, but Pinellas struck out the next two batters, giving Morales and the Rawhide a chance to stay in this game. 1-2 home. Wave and a miss. A wipe away slider from Victor Morales strikes out Franco, and three straight strikeouts by the Rawhide pitching staff with the bases loaded allows just one run to come across for Stockton. Do the Rawhide bats have an answer? We head to the bottom of the eighth. 4-0 lead for Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits.
Gunnar Gulschmidt leads things off for the Rawhide in the, or for the Ports in the top of the ninth. First pitch home and first strike. Here's the pitch. Outside. And the 1-1 coming. Fouled off the screen. One ball and two strikes to Goldsmith. Pitch. Chopper, right side, coming in into field. Throw to first. Not in time. It's not an aggressive throw by Nin, and it took Santana off the bag. And Goldsmith aborted first. So, Camarillo to the plate. And a pitch home. Camarillo walking down to first to make sure he's okay. Athletic trainer Adriana Merrick out to chat with Camarillo. Foley made his pro debut last week in San Jose, former Indiana Hoosier. For the Big Ten, make his first start here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow evening, as I mentioned, part of a winning Wine and Whiskey Wednesday. High, two balls and two strikes. All part of a big week, first full week of baseball back at Valley Strong Ballpark. And that'll be the norm most of the rest of the season. Six games here, six games on the road. Now we go all the way into September. 2-2. Grounder foul. Morales at the belt and throws back to first. Taro back to the back. Stockton looking to go to two games over 500. 5-4 on the season after a series win against Rancho Cucamonga last week. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Sprague locked down on strikes, two away. Now Stockton lost their first two games against Fresno, then no-hit the Grizzlies. First no-hitter any team had in minor or Major League Baseball on Sunday against Fresno. And won 4 out of 6 against always the contending Quakes, the Dodgers affiliate at home. I feel like they bring in some nice momentum into Visalia. Their pitching has been great, and that has certainly continued today. Cam Leary, the batter, takes outside. Runner going down to second. Patero safely ahead of the throw from Barriga. Barriga even noticed for a second. Leary is 1-for-3 today. Single run and a walk. Pitch home inside with Leary backing out of the way. Morales sets and delivers. High and outside, 3-0. Throw from Barriga back to second. To no avail as Patero gets back to the bat. Morales home. Strike right down the middle, 3-1. Here's the 3-1. Fouled off the screen, and the count worked full to Leary. Ride will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the 9, trying to mount a comeback. Soler, Santana, and Barriga are due up. Ride in danger of being shut out for the first time this season. Payoff. Flared off the end of the bat down the left field line. Soler gives chase, but out of his reach and just off the railing in front of the Harvest Wealth fan dugout down the third base line. One of the great intricacies of Valley Strong Ballpark. Can fans and often popular birthday parties can sit at field level in a dugout. You almost feel like you're a player, like D. Garner is going to signal on over for you and ask you to pinch it. Here's the payoff. Hammered into center and down for a base hit. Patero on his horse. He will score without a Caldwell throw. It's 6-0 Stockton. That ball was ripped off the bat of Cameron Leary. Has his second hit of the day. Continues a good start to the season for Boston College Golden Eagle. Stockton has put up a run in 3 of the last 4 innings. Davis Diaz to the plate, 1-for-3 with a walk. 2 outs in the 9th. Leary at first. And for a strike from Morales. A 1 home. Grounded. Third base side. Gloved by the third baseman. Soler. Throw across the body in time to retire the side. 2 more runs come across in the 9th for Stockton. They're in control, 6-0, as we head to the bottom of the 9th on the Rye Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills.
0-2 from Heyman. Chopped off the end of the bat, softly hit left side. Coming in shortstop, Camarillo gloves, throws to first, beats Soler by a stride. One away. Oh, yeah, look at the player of the game tonight for either side. It's no doubt Donnie Chaconis. First start at the full season pro level, and it was absolutely brilliant. Six shutout innings, allowed just one hit, three strikeouts, two walks. He's in line for the win. Earns his first quality start as well with Stockton. Ruben Santana takes a pitch between the legs. Blake Hammond's come in, pitch two and a third, and Stockton is going to have a very rested bullpen going into tomorrow. Not much going for the Ride offense for a second straight game. The 1-0 sails outside. Two balls, no strikes. Three hits for Visalia. And they've walked twice, only one inning where two runners reached. That was in the fourth, including this man, Ruben Santana, with a base hit. Pitch home. Outside. 3-0 to Santana. Called a strike, actually, make it. 2-1 to Santana, who looked back in some shock as Frankie Gonzalez called a strike. It's been a quiet last few days for the Rawhide offense. Here's the 2-1. Outside and in the dirt. So three balls and one strike to Santana. Blake Caldwell has extended his on-base streak to 9 games. And Lapuria had the lone extra base hit, a double for Visalia. Denny Lorando was really good for the Rawhide in a start, but he looks like he'll likely receive the tough luck loss. The 3-1 is outside, and there's a walk to Santana. So he's reached twice today now, a single and a walk. Alberto Borrega to the plate. Catcher 1-for-3 today. Singled in the seventh. Lorando in the second start of the season. 5 innings pitched. Allowed just one hit. It was a solo home run to Miles Naylor. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Couldn't have been a whole lot better, but that's baseball sometimes. He's likely going to be handled the loss as Borrega takes outside 1-0. Miles Naylor opened the scoring for Stockton with a solo blast. Ports have added two more in the sixth, one in the eighth, and two in the ninth. Hammond home outside, and he's lost a little bit of command of the strike zone now. 2-0 to Borrega. Another 6:35 start tomorrow. First Wednesday game of the season at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-0 home. And for a strike, 2-1. Haven't mentioned all of the promotions this week, but mentioned big week, spring break here in Visalia. Thursday is the first Oaks Thursday of the season. The Rawhide will be debuting the return of Visalia Oaks jerseys on Thursday. Can't wait. 2-1 is high, 3-1. The Ride celebrating 80th anniversary season of professional baseball, making it the year of the Oak. Wearing Visalia Oaks jerseys every Thursday game. 3-1 home to Borrega. Hit into the air and left. Racing over is Leary. Dives and can't make the catch. Bounces off the warning track and the wall. Leary now picking it up and relays it in. A double for Borrega. Rawhide with some offense here in the ninth. Two-hit day for Alberto Borrega. Leary has some of the best speed in the Cal. He gave that a great effort. Looked like he might make a spectacular catch. He got there, but couldn't find the baseball. And that's going to do it for Blake Hammond. Can't finish the deal. Javier Goddard out to pull the big ready from the game. So Stockton's going to the pen. We'll step aside. 2 on for the Rawhide in the bottom of the ninth with 1 out. They trail 6-0 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network.
When I'm at my high school, I
want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
I learn for life high schools. I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with Premier Ready Credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Back at Valley Strong Ballpark, Wilfred Alvarado into the ballgame. Righty from Valencia, Venezuela for Stockton, trying to close out the game for the Ports. Two on with one out, and Abdias De La Cruz to the plate for the Rawhide. He's 0-3 today. Righty fires home. De La Cruz hammers this ball into center field. Pineda racing back, backpedaling, and makes the catch on the edge of the track. Santana hustling home. He will score on the sacrifice fly. And the Rawhide will not be shut out for the first time this season as De La Cruz drives in a run to make it 6-1. Well, nothing else. I can go back to the clubhouse tonight. And, well, they got a run on the board and try to build some momentum into tomorrow. De La Cruz hit that ball hard, but going to take some extra muscle to hit one out in straight set. Adrian De Leon to the plate, ready batter. Takes a first pitch strike. 0-2 with a walk. Borrega tagged down to third. Ride trailed 6-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. Down to their last out. Pitch home. Check swing by Borrega. Did he go? No, he didn't. 1-1. Fourth appearance of the season for Alvarado. 9.0 ERA. 0-1 record. He allowed two earned runs in his last outing. De Leon skies one into left, racing back Leary, reaching up and makes the catch along the warning track to end the ball game. Good play by Leary, and the Ports take the series opener on this Tuesday night by a final score of 6-1. Final totals tonight. Six runs on six hits, no errors for Stockton. One run on four hits, two errors for Visalia. Donnie Traconis, six shutout innings. He earns his first win of the season. Eddie Lirondo, tough luck loss. Five innings pitched, allowed just one run on the solo homer by Miles Naylor. He suffers the loss and falls to 0-2. Ride dropped their seventh in a row in their first game at home. They fall to 3-7. Stockton improves to 6-4. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6:35 with the first pitch here on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. Hope that you can join us then. It'll be the ready Connor Foley for Visalia against the lefty Ryan Magdeek for the Stockton Ports. Want to thank our entire crew here at Valley Strong Ballpark and on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, led by our director, JT Gomez. I'm Griffin Epstein. Wish you a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow as the Rawhide fall to the Ports. Final score of 6-1. Good night from Visalia.